The music score is filled with modern sounds from hip-hop to jazz to R&B, blues, all blended with Broadway. It brings the story of Alexander Hamilton on stage. He was an immigrant from West Indies. He became George Washington's trusted aide during the Revolutionary War. Shea's president, Michael Murphy, and Broadway series producer, Al Nocciolino, talk about the magic of this show.
It's a little bit different than a traditional musical. Lin-Manuel Miranda had written In the Heights, which was a new take on a musical with rap and dealing with Spanish Harlem. And now he wrote this musical, which deals with history, and people are fascinated by history. They're learning a lot about Alexander Hamilton, but also the way the show is cast. It's very diverse, and the way the music is presented, it's primarily rap, but there are also some very beautiful
Somebody
melodies.
Somebody has to stand up for the South. Somebody has to stand up to his mouth. If there's a fire you're trying to douse, you can't put it out from inside the house. I'm in the cabinet. I am complicit in watching him grabbing and power and kissing in Washington.
So all around, it just draws people in. And there's just this buzz, and Lin-Manuel is such a charming man that when people see him on TV, they just fall in love with him. It's an all-around extraordinary experience for everyone who's been involved with the show.
What would you say has made this, you know, such a popular modern-day time musical for us?
You know, I think that's a great question. I answer it this way. I think about when was the last time there was a Broadway show where young people knew every word to every song in the show but had never seen it. And you go back to the 50s with West Side Story or Sound of Music. This show has resonated with the traditional theatergoers, with just about everybody, but more importantly with young people. They're telling a story in a way that they understand. Who would have thought that young people would be listening to a story about Alexander Hamilton and actually enjoying it and not ever having seen it yet? And now, of course, they get that opportunity.
Do you see the political shift around it, too, that it's taken?
The politics of it appeal to most people. And it is a statement about what's going on in any political climate, whether it's today, 20 years ago, 100 years ago, or 200 years ago. We all have the same stories, but we look at them with a new light, with a new interest, every generation, every few years. It's pretty exciting, and that's what's great about live theater.
What's your favorite part of the show?
The opening. When you see when the show starts, you then get it immediately. Immediately. It comes right at you, and you finally understand it. And I've been in the theater several times, and people have seen it for the first time, because fortunately I've seen it a few times. And it's that excitement from the moment the curtain goes up and the show starts.
It's just a powerful moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What will you feel like when you're sitting in the audience, even though you've seen it before, knowing that you're here in this
room? Oh, it's so great to watch audience reactions of all ages. I mean, I've watched older people and young people who have the exact same reactions to the show. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens here. I know it'll be the same way.
President Jefferson, I'll give him this. His financial system.
I think if anybody had given me a multiple choice question, said, you know, would this be a Broadway show? Probably be the last one you picked, right? But certainly what they had created with it is unbelievable.
President Madison, he took our country from bankruptcy to prosperity.
We've been talking with Shea's president, Michael Murphy, and Broadway series producer, Al Nocciolino, about Hamilton, opening tonight and running through December 9th. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Every other founding father gets to grow old.
When you're gone, who remembers your name? Who keeps your flame? Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?